informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Izzy and Molly with your 10am Zedlines. In local news, the Redland Hospital is suffering from a lack of funding for its Stage 2 expansions, with more demand and pressure for healthcare services. The Stage 2 expansion involves the construction of new clinical ward and intensive care unit. The federal government under Scott Morrison funded $30 million for Stage 1, with the future of Stage 2 uncertain. With increasing needs for more hospital beds, locals are finding it difficult to find urgent care nearby, with some locals being sent to the Mater Hospital.
A new clinical trial for celiac disease is currently underway at Wesley Hospital in Brisbane. The treatment aims to reduce the body's immune response to gluten. Dr. James Davison from the Wesley Research Institute hopes that by creating a treatment for people with celiac disease, it will ease the burden of thinking about everything they eat.
In national news, the Coalition is claiming that sexual consent education in the national curriculum would be retained if elected, with the opposition confirming its support of the program if it were introduced. Peter Dutton has promised a curriculum review with a focus on, quote, common sense, and threatened to withhold funding from schools who, quote, indoctrinate students. The curriculum will be due for review during the next term of Parliament.
Australian election results have found that young Gen Z men are shifting to the right, whilst young Gen Z women are shifting to the left. Dr. Sarah Cameron, a political scientist at Griffith University, claims that women's shift toward the left is due to higher participation in education and the workforce. Statistics have shown that 37% of men ages 18 to 34 prefer Peter Dutton as Prime Minister, compared to 27% of women.
In international news, recent evidence has determined that receiving the shingles vaccine could help reduce the risk of developing dementia. A recent Stanford University study in Wales involving more than 280,000 people has shown that the vaccine also has broader effects on the immune system. Lead researcher Pascal Gedzetzer claims that the recent evidence could show a possible 20% risk decrease.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a slight chance of showers and light winds expected throughout the day. It is currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10am. We'll be back at 11am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.